Amen. Well, it's good to be back once again on the broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of God from God's precious book again, God's precious Bible. Amen. So it's good to be here. We appreciate each one that's tuning us in. Hope we can be a blessing to your heart today, be a means of help to your heart and your life, your family, and your situation that you might be in. And so we thank God for you this morning. I want to send it out to all the shut-ins, those not able to get out, be in the house of God. Trust it will be a real blessing to your heart this morning. Some folks just can't go anywhere, homebound, and can't get out and listen to the broadcast. And we appreciate that from the depths of our heart. And we hope we can be a help and a blessing to your life today. Then, of course, those that are unsaved, I trust that God will speak to you and you will listen and hear the Word of God today and find out what you need to do to be saved. Jesus said you must be born again. You must be. If you go to heaven, you must be born again. You got to be have a spiritual birth. You were born one time into your family, and you got to be born the second time in God's family. It's a spiritual birth. Adam fell, and Jesus bought us back, but you got to go through Jesus to get back to God. And so today, I hope it'll be a real blessing and help to your heart today. If you're not a Christian, I urge you, please, please listen. Please go to church somewhere. Get where the Bible is being preached. Somebody surely has invited you to church, and you go and hear the gospel and get saved by God's grace before it's too late. And so we want to remember these in prayer this morning. We want to pray for all the needs. Pray for our nation. Our country needs God. I tell you, I've never seen so much depravity and sin in my life as there is in America today. It's all around us. It's everywhere. And every media, everywhere. It's sickening. It's here. And we're living in those days. But I tell you, in the midst of it all, the Bible said where sin abounds, grace doth much more abound. We've got enough grace to live for God in any situation, in any dispensation, in any time of temptation. There's enough grace to live for God the rest of your life and face the Lord with confidence in your heart when you stand before Him. So we want to pray. Pray for your needs. Pray for our country. Please do that today. Pray for our nation that it get back to God. We're killing babies on every side. Thousands, millions every year, killing babies, and it's a terrible situation that we're in. And of course, all the things that's taking place, all the perverseness, perverted life, lifestyles, and everything else. What a mess it is. And we're going to look at that today in the scriptures as we finish up in Romans chapter 1. Father, as we bow in your presence this morning, God, thank you. For this day, how good you've been to us, Lord, you've answered prayer, and how your help has been so gracious to us, and we want to praise you for that. Our Father, we ask you to bless every need in Radio Land this morning. Every heart that needs help today, Father, those that are unsaved, I pray you'd bring conviction upon their life, upon their heart today. They'd realize the need of a Savior. And I pray for those, God, that's away from you, that have drifted out into sin, gotten away from you, cold and indifferent about the things of God. I pray you'd speak to their hearts today. Then I pray for the sick and the suffering. Lord, you know the need of each one tonight, those that are sick with all the different diseases, those that's got the COVID, different things are going around today. I ask you, God, to touch them and to take care of your children, your people, God, as you said that you would. So, Lord, I ask you to move today in a special way. Help us in the Word of God this morning. May it be a blessing to those that listen today. We'll praise you for all you do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it will be a blessing to you today. You listen as they sing.
What can wash away? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. All of good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Hope that was a blessing. You listen as they say.
What can wash away?
Oh, Jordan, stormy banks, I stand and cast a wistful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. When shall I reach that happy place and be forever blessed? When shall I see my Father's face and in His bosom rest? I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there in the sweet. Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that have lies a field of endless day. For the
love those hymns, don't you? Thank God for the Henderson family. They're blessing. Two of them is already going home to be the Lord and singing better than ever sung before. Amen. Well, let's go back to Romans chapter 1 this morning. Romans chapter 1, and we'll finish up probably today unless the Lord leads me to go further. But as far as I know, we'll be finishing up this morning. Romans chapter 1, it's not a chapter that I like. I don't like to preach on this chapter. I don't like to talk about the things that are mentioned here. It's a terrible situation that we find ourselves in the days of apostasy, when the Lord seemingly is forgotten about and not concerned about, pushed in the background and forgetting about Him. And we're living in that day that's been spoken of by the Lord in the Scriptures. And I'm going to try to finish up this chapter 1 today, and it's almost self-explanatory. You could preach for 3 months on just the last part of that chapter, but I'm going to read that today and read the Scriptures as God has wrote it down. Now, don't get mad at me about the Scripture, because I didn't write it. I'm just reading it, and I believe it, and I believe it ought to be read, it ought to be preached on, it ought to be declared to be the Word of God. Folks need to be confronted with the truth, and that's the only way that they'll realize that they're sinners, is be confronted with the truth. And that's what I was confronted with when I was a sinner, and folks need that today. And so we're living in that day. And the Bible said in Romans chapter 1, I've been trying to preach on the marks of apostates, the marks of apostasy. We are living in the day that was prophesied would come, and Paul was speaking about these things here, and you would think that Paul was writing this today. You think he's writing about this today, in this day and time, for the things that are going on. You think he would, but it wasn't. He was written 2,000 years ago under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, knowing exactly what's going to be going on in the future, and the marks of apostasy upon the people of God and upon the earth, the people that are living here. And so he makes mention of that here today. And I want you to notice what he said there in verse 21, because that. And so because that, several verses started, because that which may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has showed it unto them. And then in verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, into birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Now, in verse 24, I want to get down to today, we find the very profound declaration of what God is talking about here and who he's talking to in these scriptures today. And you and I know somebody that would fit this description that we find down through these verses here. We all know somebody, because it's not in the closet today. It's in the streets. It's in the byways and the byways. It's all around us. It's in families. It's in homes. It's in churches. That's a day. We're living in that day. Terrible situation. But I'm glad God's got a people that don't believe that way. God's got a people that are saved and trying to live for God in the midst of a sinful world. But he said, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. God gave them up. God gave them up. Now, boy, that's a profound statement there. God gave them up unto uncleanness, through the lust of their own hearts. Oh, my friend, that's a terrible situation to be in. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use of that which is against nature. God gave them up, the Bible said, unto vile affections. The apostates that's rejected God, rejected the Bible, rejected truth, rejected morality that's found in the scriptures, God gave them up unto vile affections. Vile affections. Now you think just because it's an affection that it's right, but he said vile affection. There is some affections that are right and that are real. The affections that we have one toward another as husband and wife. The affections of a mom and dad to the children. The affections of children to the dad and mom. That's natural affections. That's right affections. That's what God put in the bosom of every person on the face of this earth. But we find they have exposed themselves to untruth and gave themselves over to untruth. And so God gave them up to vile affections. They have exposed themselves unto vile things that is going on in the world today. When you expose yourself unto vile things, you'll find out that you keep doing that time after time and going back to that, pretty soon that will be an affection of yours. It'll be a vile affection. You'll be leaning toward that. You'll be enjoying that, as the Bible teaches in these verses here. And so God gave them up unto vile affections. Brother, when God gives you up, there's no turning back. Amen. I mean, when he gave, you just keep on pressing toward that. You just keep on practicing what you're doing. The vileness and the perverseness that's going on in your life, you keep on practicing that. And brother, God will give you up. He'll say, well, it's over. And God knows that you're not going to turn aside from it. And God just gives you up into vile affections. You're lost in that stuff, and you're gathered, and you're shut up with that stuff, and you're caught up in that, and you are bringing others too also. Or even their women, they change the natural use into that which is against nature. A woman is not natural that loves another woman in the affection that a man and a wife is. That's not natural. That's not natural. The Bible said that it's not. In this verse here, God gave them up, even their women did change the natural use. Change the natural use. That's a word you need to look at here today. They changed their natural use. They changed that. God didn't make you that way. God didn't make you perverted. God didn't make you homosexual. God didn't make you that way. They changed your use. You change it. You do it yourself through the power of Satan. The devil's always behind that, and it's not of the Lord. It's, no, sir. And we've got those today that claim that they're ministers, per se, that practices these things. Well, they're as far from a minister as they could be. They're lying, and God didn't call anybody that way. And he said, and then likewise also the men. Well, you see Eve sin and then Adam sin. And then you find that men, women give themselves over to vile affections, to these things, and change the natural use into that which is against nature. It's the nature that God puts in you, your affection as you have toward your wife or toward your husband. That's what God puts in there. That's an affection that is naturally, man. But people are changing that. How do they change that? By exposing themselves to perverted things, after exposing themselves to unnatural things, by constantly exposing themselves and practicing that, that is unnatural. And so if you do that, you're changing that natural use. You've got to change. God didn't make you that way. Brother, God made you man and he made you a woman. He didn't make you one or the other. It's known distinctly from the time that you was born, even before by God, that what you are, you're either a man or you're a woman. And so that's natural, amen. Anything else is unnatural. Anything else is vile affection. Amen. Now that's what the Bible said. Don't get mad at me, because that's what the Bible said. That's what the scriptures are saying here. And the men, likewise also the men. So here the men are doing the same thing. The Bible said, listen, the men leaving the natural use of a woman. This natural for man to desire the woman. That's why marriage takes place. And that's what God intended. God made man, God made a woman to put beside of man and to walk with him and him to take care of her and respect her and love her in a paternal sense. I mean, it's man's affection for the woman. That's a natural affection. Anything else is unnatural. But here we find the men leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. I mean, they're lusting on each other. Isn't that sad? Isn't that sickening today? You see them on television kissing each other. And those things are taking place in our land. That's vile affection. That's sickening. That makes God mad. Amen. And brother, if you don't believe that God don't make God mad, brother, he brought judgment upon Sodom and Gomorrah for the very thing that's taking place in America today. Brother, God brought judgment upon Sodom and Gomorrah because of the unnatural use of a man to man and woman to woman. And brother, God brought judgment and burned that place to a cinder because of their sins. Now, have the men with men working that which is unseemly? Amen. Unseemly. It's not right. It's not right at all. It's a vile affection. And receiving in themselves that recompense of the error. It's an error to do that, which was me. So you see the recompense or reward. You get rewarded for that in a bad way. Amen. You'll reap what you sow in that. Brother, he'll bring judgment upon that. And God's done that today. That's where a lot of AIDS comes in. That's how AIDS is spread. Amen. And so and that's a recompense of reward and making others exposing to that when they're not even practicing that. But anyway, the Bible said receiving, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, they don't want to think about God. Oh, you say, well, I know a Christian that's way. Well, you don't know a Christian that's way, because if someone's that way, they're not a Christian. They're not Christ-like. Jesus was not that way, and anything God made was not that way. And the Bible said they don't like to retain God in their knowledge. They've got to get ignorant to do that. You've got to get stupid to do something like that. Yeah, you've got to get drunk and perverted and strung out on drugs. And that's where that's coming from. A lot of that, folks will get drunk and they'll get drugged up. And that's where they begin to practice those things when they're doing those things. And brother, they become filled with those things. And he said, and God gave them them over. Now, here's a dangerous thing. God gave them over. Those that keeps on in that and gives themselves over to that and don't retain God in their knowledge and practice that constantly, brother, God will give you over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. A reprobate mind does something and don't even know that they're doing wrong when they're doing it. They've given over to a reprobate. They're reprobates, amen. Practicing that which is vile, it doesn't bother them a bit, amen. They don't bother them a bit. They'll parade down the street. They'll carry their flags. They'll wave their banners. They'll proclaim what they are. And brother, that's what God has said here. He gave them, he gives them over to a reprobate mind. Now, God can save some of them out of that if they hadn't went too far in it to give it over to that reprobate mind. You can't reach a reprobate mind. Brother, God has given them over to that reprobate mind and to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, full of murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. Brother, they've invented some things that's evil that you couldn't even imagine how they even thought of the thing that they're doing today. Listen, and so without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only to do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. They're worthy of death, amen. And God sentences them to death. He commits, and the wages of sin is death. It's not up to me and you to put them to death. God's going to do that himself. They're worthy of death. They were, and that's why they're going to die the spiritual death forever and forever away from God in hell, because they rejected the truth and rejected the word of God. And today they're facing the judgment of God, and that's the day we're living in. Amen. Now listen, that's just the Bible I've read to you this morning. That's just the word of God. That's what God says about it, and it needs to be preached and taught to our children. Amen. Well, our time is gone. God bless you. On to next Sunday is our prayer.